really like you. That is Carly Rae Jepsen, and we are 95.9 The Mountain, Taos's music station. 95.9 The Mountain cares. It is now time for Chatting with the Chief and Chatting with the Sheriff. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Michael Dean. Thanks for having us.
Sheriff Holgriff, thank you very much.
Graduation coming up. Safety, safety, safety.
Prom and graduation.
Cuesta's graduation is coming up this weekend. It's going to be down at the Taos Country Club. No, I'm sorry, not graduation.
Oh, prom.
Prom. Prom. I said the wrong thing.
Okay.
It's prom.
Prom.
And, you know, we were very fortunate. Last week, we put on a safety training class. We used a wrecked vehicle. We turned it over there near the high school, coordinated with Cuesta Police Department. Cuesta Fire Department took the lead on this. Thank you for inviting the sheriff's office. And, of course, we were there, showed them a mock drill. We even had Care Flight fly in and land on the roadway, move the mocked-up patients from there. Law enforcement had to control the scene, and we allowed all the students to be spectators and even somewhat role players in some of this, you know, coming over and, oh my God, my friend, you know, what happened, and family members and so forth. So we tried to make it as realistic as we could for the students. And, yeah, I was very pleased that we got to be a part of that exercise and drill, and we came away from it learning a lot as well.
I think that's a great thing for you guys to do, and I think the impact, like, oh my God, I would never want this to happen for real.
Right.
You know, even the ones that were playing out roles that knew that this, you know, there was just an act.
Well,
but
and yeah, everybody knew it was a drill, but the focus was, you know, don't drink and drive. Bad things happen. Distracted driving, texting, use of cell phones, and those kind of things can lead to a collision or crash or rollover and injury. And so that was the focus of what we put together. But we ran a full evolution from the crash to law enforcement arriving to holding the crowd back to EMS and fire getting there, doing patient extrication, immobilizing the patient on a backboard to a gurney, and then the movement of the patient from the ambulance over to the helicopter. And the students got to participate and watch all of this. So it was a good evolution. And again, thanks to Cuesta for hosting that and letting us be a part.
Now, when you talk with the young people of today, What are their thoughts? What are you getting back from them as far as texting and driving and distracted driving? What are they telling you? What are our Taos kids telling you?
You know, there's a challenge that's been put out by law enforcement and Safer Communities of New Mexico that the student councils have challenged, you know, their entire student body, you know, don't text and drive, distracted driving, and certainly don't drink and drive. You know, give your full attention to the roadway. And, you know, the students are taking that seriously, I believe. I'm glad for that.
That's wonderful to hear. I'm very glad to hear that. Chief?
We did just get a grant. We have a grant for a domestic violence investigator. So we're working that out right now. So we get to grow the department by one. It's a 4-year grant. And so that person is going to deal with domestic violence, stalking, criminal sexual contact and penetration, and then also training. So looking forward to that. So expand our capabilities. And other than that, the guys, the men and women of the police department have been working, and they've been staying busy. We've had a slew of tire slashing.
Yes, that was one of the things I did want to bring up to you, about the tire slashings.
Yeah.
We even got hit here. Our van got hit, which really kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Any ideas, leads?
Apparently someone who was terrorized by a lug nut or a tire as a child. We have no idea what the heck, you know. We go and talk to the victims. We're like, let's go to the list. You know, who could possibly have done this?
And I think it's really cool that you are getting that position for the sexual assault person to come on board.
Yeah.
One of the things that, you know, it's not a real pleasant subject for us to talk about, but it is something that tends to get shoved under the rug in this community, and it's something that we need to pull out from underneath the rug and talk about, because it is a very important issue, and I'm very glad to see that we now have someone who's going to be guiding and helping the situation here in Taos, because, yes, there is a problem.
Yes.
We do have issues, and this person is going to assist in that, and hopefully we'll get this thing cleaned up over time.
Yeah, get the training out there, get the awareness, and you know, there's nothing but good.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's what I love about you two coming in here doing good.
Yeah. Hey, we are going to do Coffee with the Cops this month, right? The last Friday of the month? Yes, we are.
Are you guys going to do Coffee with the Cops? Or are you going to do it?
We don't know yet. 7 to 9.
All right, you guys let me know.
We have to figure out a place.
Yeah, they go to like Coco's or some various coffee joint, and then they'll let me know, and they'll share that with you.
Yeah,
so you guys can actually go out, have coffee with them. You don't actually have to have coffee. You can just go out there and talk with them and bring up your issues and concerns about Taos and Taos County.
Yeah, or just ask questions. You want to know how something works, let us know.
Yes.
happy to talk about the business.
All right, excellent. Sheriff?
I just reiterate that, yeah, Coffee with the Cops will be the end of the month. We'll get more details to you on that, Michael Dean, so you can get it out on the air and people can know about it.
All right, excellent.
All right.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in this morning. I do appreciate it, and as always, honestly, thank you for genuinely, for you and you and your crews for going out there and putting your lives on the line for us every day. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. Really, you guys rock, and I appreciate you, and I just want to know that people out there to know that, remember, we're hearing all kinds of crazy stories in the news, but these two guys that I have in the studio are outstanding gentlemen, and so are their crews. So if you have concerns or whatnot, you want to talk to them, please, Coffee with the Cops.
Yeah, thank you much.
You're very awesome. Welcome. Very welcome. 95.9 The Mountain cares about the community, and that's why we do these segments. Gentlemen, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Keep up the good work, and we're back into it with the latest from Meghan Trainor. Dear Future Husband, another Taos exclusive on The Mountain.
Dear Future Husband.